The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, something that I do think I'm going to hear your opinions on is something that's been discussed this evening at the Petitions Committee. They are considering a petition on whether or not to ban election posters once and for all in Ireland. And to discuss this further, we are joined by Henry McKean. Tell me more, Henry.
Kira, yeah, a call to ban election posters in Ireland. This petition calls for a ban on these posters due to their negative environmental impacts because of the plastic waste, the use of non-recyclable materials and visual clutter as well, and also the potential for inequality when it comes to political campaigning. This is the thing when it comes to posters. Some people love them. Personally, I actually find as I'm heading out to vote, I see the posters and I think, wait a second, who am I voting for again? Oh, there she is, or there he is up on the telegraph pole. You know, it's a good reminder. And it's a reminder, too, that there's an election taking place. So this evening, they are considering this petition and they're going to decide whether or not to actually go full throttle on it. Here is Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West and chair of the Petitions Committee.
Well, I'm certainly glad to be part of that discussion, and as chair of the Petitions Committee, we're going to be considering whether or not we'll hold a hearing. I feel like the committee members will want to hold a hearing. This is a very, very fraught subject for politicians because, on the one hand, you need to give a chance to new faces to get out there, but then on the other, there are environmental concerns. There's concerns about mess. I know it drives the tidy towns up the walls, but then also you have to balance that against the right of a person to get their face out there and to get that recognition.
Because some of them are so professionally done, they cost millions to produce. Some of them are environmentally friendly, others aren't. For me, I'm on my way to the polling booth and I see all the posters and it does jog my memory. And I'm like, oh, who am I going to vote for? I know I should know. So for many out there, it helps. Even with all the online news, the old-fashioned traditional media like radio and newspaper, a poster...
It does help. Let's be honest, there's a reason why there's a restriction on having posters really, really close to the polling stations, and that is because it does work. It gets into your head, you remember the face, the face is in your mind when you go in to cast your ballot. So I suppose what we will be discussing at the Petitions Committee when we have the petitioner in, we want to hear from all sides, so we will be encouraging people to share their views with us as well as hearing from experts in this area. There are serious environmental concerns and maybe we can have a discussion about better recycling. Because I know I have recycled an awful lot of my posters through a local organisation. Not everybody does that and it's not always possible to do it. Posters that are environmentally friendly sometimes don't stand up to the weather. So we've got to have that discussion. We have to be fair as elected representatives. We have to be fair to new entrants who are not yet elected. And we have to allow them the capacity to get their face out there and get themselves known.
In constituencies where they have phased them out, they've seen a lower turnout. But we don't have to look at your face, even though we love looking at your face, for weeks and weeks.
Well, this is true, but you'd be surprised. I do a huge amount of canvassing. I'd be fairly unique in my own constituency in that I do a lot of canvassing on a weekly basis. But you'd be surprised when you knock on doors, people will say, I didn't know there was an election. They say, is there an election? And it's only when the posters go up that people really start thinking about it. We saw that with the brilliant election of Catherine Connolly. It was only when the posters went up. We were canvassing for a while before the posters went up. But when the posters went up, then you could hear people really saying, oh yeah, they're tuning into it then. So I don't know. Look, in other places, they do it. People get elected and they manage the turnout. I think we need to have that conversation though and have it in a very serious way.
Texts coming in here. Henry, Kira, posters are a blight on my senses and eyesight. Get rid, said Di. Another texter, if you need a poster to remind you who you're voting for, then maybe you shouldn't be voting. So not an awful lot of support there for the posters. I like them too, Henry, I have to say. You say it as a reminder of who's in your constituency. Louise O'Reilly saying it's a good way of bringing new faces to the fore. I had a whole conversation with my seven-year-old about the presidential election, only because she saw the posters and started asking questions and then ended up coming to the booth, polling booth with me and watching the vote process. And I thought, well, that's a really good way of engaging her. And I don't know how I would have done that without the posters.
Kids love them. They love to watch them. Like, even my son loves them too. And he goes, look, that's you on a poster. And I'm like, it's not. It's some other bald lad. It's not me. So, yeah, it's kids do engage. And, yeah, Mr. Evan Conway is bringing this petition forward. And on that, the current legislation is primarily the Litter Pollution Act 1997. And they're saying it's insufficient to address these widespread concerns. But when we take the actual voters, like, what do they actually think? And research says that constituencies where election posters were banned because of tidy towns or for whatever reason, the turnout, believe it or not, is slightly lower. So there you go. That shows that perhaps posters work. I met these voters and asked, do election posters influence you?
I don't think so. I think I would typically make up my own mind and I'd have a fair idea who I was going to vote for beforehand, so no.
So you would know in advance that
exactly
who you're going to vote for, yeah. And seeing the heads on lampposts doesn't do it for you?
No, not really. It doesn't influence my decision.
No. If they were phased out, would you miss them?
No. It would save some money. Some money that we don't need to spend.
In general, I don't have a problem with them as long as they're taken out within reasonable time afterwards.
Do they help you decide when you see all their heads on the telegraph poles, on the lampposts?
Not really, right? They might remind you of other candidates that you mightn't have such a great profile, right? That they're there, but that's about it. But it's not going to make a difference to me in terms of who I'm going to vote for.
And it reminds us all there's an election coming up.
Yeah, that's helpful. But generally speaking, you know, you get the card in the door, you know the date of the election. I'm pretty engaged in terms of understanding what's going on, and I will vote in each election.
And with modern technology, do we still need election posters for people perhaps who aren't engaged like you?
Yeah, it's a bit like the kind of analogy, I suppose, is do you need cash in a cardless society? So there's an element of that. You need to cover people that may not have access to, I don't know, online facilities, social media and all the rest of it. So it's not necessarily a bad thing as long as they're taken down on time. And generally speaking, they are taken down on time, generally.
So mixed opinions from members of the public that you spoke to there. Henry, you also met a candidate who ran in last year's general election.
I did. And on that man just hit on something. The reason why candidates, why those posters come down so quickly is because if they're not brought down within 7 days, you get a fine of €150 per poster. So that's why they come down pretty otherwise.
Yeah, because they used to be a little tardy about taking them down, but I do think that has changed for the better.
They're completely, now there might be the random one. But yes, I did meet someone off the telly who ran, and it wasn't you, but it was someone else from telly. She ran in the Louth East Meath constituency for Fianna Fáil, and she had a strong showing for her first time running, but she fell short, and she's now a senator.
Alison Common, Senator Fianna Fáil. I suppose until every single person on this planet is on social media or every single person has got an awareness outside of reality, posters are still going to be necessary. They're a necessary evil, I think, for a lot of people. I find them far too overbearing sometimes. There are just far too many of them. But at the same time, we've got rural communities where you simply have to remind people you're there, who you are, which party you are, etc. You can't just hope that everybody's going to recognise who you are. And certainly in my case, you mentioned, well-known off the telly. That was a good while ago. So
well-known off the telly. And when you were at the Ivan Committee, you were well-known off the Oroctus TV.
Well, I suppose, yeah, there is that now. But previously, you do have to remind people who you are, what you look like. Women especially, we change our hair, we change the way our look so many times. So there has to be some sort of a public awareness. And right now, posters are still it. But yes, we do have a huge onus to make sure that they're all down, that they're safe, etc. So I do agree with that. But eventually, they probably will have to be phased out.
And when you had your face all around the constituency when you ran this time last year, how did that feel?
It's really, really odd. Very disconcerting. You get used to it after a while, but at the same time, it's very strange. And I suppose it is a real wake-up call to what you're actually doing. You're putting yourself out there so much. That's what it takes.
UTV Ireland, former anchor Alison Cumming there, and she is now, as you say, a Fianna Fáil senator. More text coming in. I live in Bagginalstown. At the start of a road near my home, down a deep ditch, there is still an election poster from two general elections ago. They're a complete disgrace and they need to be banned.
Wow, so that's out in Carlow near Mount Leinster. So I can understand why
one got lost down a ditch, but this person saying no excuses. I feel removing posters will only put a greater gap between politicians and the public. Politicians have been losing respect and trust. This would be a bad move, in my opinion, says Sarah, a hard shoulder listener. And why bother with them, said another listener. Complete waste of time and money. And they do cost, they're about 12 or 15 euro each, those posters.
Huge money.
So it's expensive.
I mean,
commitment.
Some of the larger parties would spend 700,000, 800,000 across the country. Huge money. Massive money.
Another texter, which maybe this is a better idea. Maybe cut it down to one poster per street in towns, one poster per 10 kilometres on rural roads. Would that be a good compromise? There will be a lot of people saying, look, the way people are connecting with politicians now is on social media.
Yes.
That is actually more valuable than any posters.
Oh, it's completely changed. And you're right, social media is everywhere. And perhaps what they could do is use billboards, or they could use those video billboards, you know, the ones that kind of move in the streets, those modern AI ones. They could do that. And like that, young people, they're really, really split on it.
Depending on the amount of posters that are out there for a given candidate, I think would sway me in some ways. It put them in your mind.
They go into your mind and you're on your commute and you see them.
Yeah, you'd see them around, and then if you don't recognise a candidate or you don't know a lot about them, it might encourage you to look into them. And so in that way it can be effective.
Yeah, I think they're definitely effective. I could see the reason for people wanting to phase them out if they're kind of wasteful in a way, and I think so much of what happens now, especially in the recent campaign, was through social media. And I know, like, I would see at least 6 or 7 posts a day on Instagram to do with the presidential election during the last campaign. So I think that's what had more of an effect on me.
Than the posters,
yeah.
Very interesting there. So the process now this evening is about considering this petition. Mm-hmm. Where does it go from there?
Well, I think what Louise O'Reilly is saying, more than likely, they will actually consider it. And obviously, we have to let democracy take its course. But it looks like they will then actually bring in the experts and have a proper meeting and consider banning them, getting rid of them forever. And will that be refreshing? Will it be a good thing? Will it be a bad thing? Time will tell.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that petitions committee. Henry McKean, thank you for that report. Lots of texts continuing to come in on this. Keep posters to a designated advertising space that they have a planning permission for. That's what Henry's talking about, those AI-generated billboards. Not sure how many of those are available down in somewhere like Bagnallstown, to be honest. Billboards and bus stops, there's enough garbage in our country, says another texter. Here, most of the posters are communion photographs. Do they think we're stupid? They're probably going for their most innocent-looking, friendly pose. We all looked like that back in our communion days.
Sometimes they actually do, how do I be diplomatic here? Sometimes the photos are airbrushed. There's no getting away from it.
And I ain't going to judge anybody.
And politicians will admit that.
Yeah.
And that's why they look so good.
Henry McKean, thank you for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.